welcome to our radio show. Appreciate you being here. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We got a good one. Dustin Lynch will be in with his parents. So as far as we know, that's still happening. That'd be a lot of fun. Also, the Friday morning dance parties. Unless you're listening on the podcast, and you won't hear them. But for everybody listening on the radio, you will get... And we're going to do one-hit wonders? Yep. Oh, it's going to be so good. That's why if you're listening to the podcast, you got to listen to the radio show, too. Glad you're here. I'm on Instagram, at Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's get going and see what's happening with everybody in our segment called What's the Haps?
Hey, what's the haps?
So here's what happened. This weekend, Eddie and I have our final two shows of our Raging Idiots comedy tour. So we're going to be in Washington, D.C. tonight, Virginia Beach tomorrow. Well, what happens is if you buy tickets in the first two or three rows, there are meet and greets that come with that, which is why people hop on to get tickets early to our shows. So there's an email that's sent out to those people going, be here at this time for the meet and greet, and you'll get to meet Eddie and Bobby. We take pictures with them, or whatever. We just like to meet our people. What they accidentally sent out was our entire travel itinerary.
No way.
What time we get there for sound check, the entrance we come in, which everything. They sent the wrong document out. So they reached out to me, and a bit they were like, hey, you're not going to believe what happened. And I'm going, what? They're like, the 40 people or so going to come for the meet and greet. They have all your information, where you're coming, what car you're in.
Oh, great.
And first I'm like, what do you think they're going to do? Kill me?
No, they could come with us.
Well, that was
everywhere
more the thing.
We go.
Mostly it's like, why don't you just meet us and ride with us? But so it was such an accident with security that now they're like making sure we're basically in a Brinks armored truck.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm like, guys, we're good.
It's all right.
I was like, I'd almost rather our people know where we are to take care of us more so than worry about them.
Yeah.
But it was a whole security thing that we're going to deal with tonight.
That's really funny. I didn't know about that.
But they sent out everything. What food we want.
Now they know. Cool.
What doors. I think what hotel we're staying at.
Oh, perfect.
The whole thing.
Well, you know what? Now when we meet them and greet them, they'll know exactly what to talk to us
about.
Yeah,
they already know. Yeah. So they know what's on the rider.
Right.
Why do you like limes so much?
I'll tell you why.
So, yeah, that's happening tonight when we do our show at the Warner Theater in D.C. So
that's funny.
Well, when they hit me about it, they were like, hey, we need to talk. Sit down. You know, are you in a good place? And I'm like, what? And they're like, we've had a security problem. And I've had those before, much more significantly than this.
Sure.
And they were like 40 people know all your whereabouts. But I'm like, there are people, right? They're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, we're good. We're good.
They're fine.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you very much. Hey!
Hey! What's the hat?
Amy?
So little forms of encouragement are always welcome. And I think that what they do at the YMCA is like super cool. And so sometimes we work out there. And when you walk out, they have a little jar where you can grab a vitamin, but it's a spiritual vitamin. So
it's
just like
cute.
You dip your hand and you pick it out and you open it up and it's like an encouraging note or maybe a Bible verse or whatever. And it's just like a nice thing to get while I guess you could get it when you walk in. We get it when we walk out.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like the idea of that. I mean, anybody could probably implement it, but they're at the Y, they call it spiritual vitamins.
Your husband and I haven't played racquetball in a while.
Yeah, he even got some racquetball shoes.
I know, and I got a new racquet.
But he hasn't gone since.
I know.
With you.
Does he want to play?
He does.
Okay.
So I got the shoes.
Because I want to play. And I haven't swam that much because I was swimming a lot, but then I started traveling again. I got to get back. That pool, if you swim, that's the exercise.
Great exercise.
And it doesn't hurt your joints.
Yep.
And I always thought, who cares about their joints? I'm 39. I started to care about my joints a little bit.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though. I like the spiritual vitamin. Hey!
Hey! What's the hat?
Lunchbox.
Whenever I get in a Lyft or an Uber, I always get in the front seat, and I think I need to reevaluate my position on this because the last two times I got in a Lyft.
You get in the front seat?
Yeah, I get in the front
seat.
That's
weird.
That's weird for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's awkward to sit in the back, and the last two times I've gotten in, the people don't speak English. So I am just, like, I sit down, and I'm like, oh, how's it going? And the lady's like, no English. And so I just sit there.
They probably
and,
just say that to you.
And so you just sit there in silence.
His name is Herb.
Sorry.
Herb, when he gets in front, no habla English.
And he says it with a completely white accent. Sorry, no English.
Yeah, and so I was just stuck in the front seat for like 20 minutes, just sitting there going, all right, this is so weird. Like, if I was in the back seat, it wouldn't be awkward because I couldn't, you know, they wouldn't see me, but we were just sitting there in silence the last two rides.
Right.
I think the awkwardness, though, is mostly on them when you sit up front.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a you thing. I think they're like, what? Why is this person sitting up front? I've sat up front when there are like four people getting in a car.
Right. That's fine. But not when it's just you.
I know. I think it makes them feel awkward, too. That's a Something you should worry about them.
Oh, well, I mean, usually it's just talkative conversation. But
did they ever say anything like, oh, you can get in the back, it's cool?
And most times they have to, like, move stuff.
Oh, yeah, sometimes they have to clean the front seat off. And I'm like, oh, do they not want me to sit there?
They don't.
They don't.
Just so you know, they don't.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You really don't think they...
No, and I don't think they want to talk all the time either.
Oh, and frankly. You really think they spoke English?
I don't know. It just depends. Was it Chris?
Was it Jason?
If so, they probably spoke English.
Hey, what's the hack?
Eddie, take us home.
I'm going to jump in on this one because speaking of Ubers, mine's a cab ride I took the other day. And I was on the phone with my wife, and I noticed when I got to my location, my cab fare was $7. But he started pushing the up button and making it $16. And he goes,
how far was your ride?
It was 5 minutes.
Okay.
He goes, $16. And I go, okay, $16 is fine, right? I said, yeah, it's fine. And I was on the phone talking to my wife, so he thought I was probably distracted. Okay, a total is $16 for the third time. I'm like, I got you, $16, cool. And I'm like, that's really expensive. So I didn't tip him. I know what he was doing. He thought I was distracted on the phone, so he tipped himself, whatever that amount is, when it was really $7. And he
Are
went
you
with
sure?
it.
Sure?
Absolutely.
Are you sure there's not like
a surcharge?
Yeah,
for
how
like,
can the surcharge be more than the ride?
I mean, airport?
Yep.
It wasn't the airport. It was from downtown to our work.
That is not a $16
cab.
You took a cab?
I did. Well, because the Uber wait was like 10 minutes and there was a cab right in front of me.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I was like, I'll just take the cab.
That's not a $16 ride.
It isn't. And I busted him too, but I didn't want to make a deal out of it because he obviously thought I was distracted and I thought I wouldn't catch it. And I just said, whatever, it's fine.
As long as you feel good in your heart about it.
I do. I feel good, but yeah, I saw him do it and I know what he did. So as long as he's cool with himself.
That's why the cab industry's dying.
No, I don't know about that. I think it's probably you can get Uber on the phone.
And, yeah,
everything's
Lyft.
On the phone.
And I mean, I'm sure it makes it hard for cab drivers. So he probably was just like, jack the price up a little bit. Yeah, he won't even notice.
He probably didn't even live here. He didn't know how much it cost to get from where to where.
All right, Eddie, thank you. Hey, yeah. What's the hack?
What's the hack?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
There's a tweet that said, what's a story about you that sounds fake but is actually true? And so Mike D has made a list of my top five things that people think might be fake but are actually true. All right, you come up with this yourself.
Yep.
At number five.
You're 39 years old, have never smoked a cigarette, had a drink of alcohol, or said I love you to someone you've been in a relationship with.
It's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds fake for sure.
I guess it's such an integral part of my life, I don't feel like it's fake, but okay. If I met somebody my age who'd never smoked a cigarette or drank alcohol or... Man, I need to really get out there, huh? Dang, hearing that out loud, it kind of stinks. Number four.
You once rode in an elevator with Prince.
I did, randomly. He was playing, there was a secret show in Austin, and I get in the elevator, and Prince is in there, and the guy's like, what? Don't look at Prince. Like, don't bother Prince. And I was like, I wasn't. He was so small, too.
That's
right.
Legit.
It was only went on one floor, though. I wish it was like 30 floors.
So
yeah. It was only one floor, because the place was small. But
you
I
didn't look at him at all?
I did, okay. But I didn't stare at him.
Wow.
But I did walk in. I was like, oh, wow. Okay, number three. These are the things people would not believe about me. Go ahead.
You went into Dancing with the Stars with zero dance experience, had the lowest odds to win, and were crowned a champion.
I think in a couple years, that story will be more unbelievable than it is now because it's only a year out.
And we all saw it.
We all were a big part of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have that mirror ball in my house. It's not in the living room, but if you walk to my bedroom, it's right on the edge of the hallway. And I have it on a little pedestal. And every once in a while, I'm still kind of in shock that one, I was even allowed on that show, and the two, that I won.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I won a reality show. That is still crazy to me. And I won a reality show, not like Survivor, which I think I'd probably be good at, but a dance show when I never danced.
Crazy.
Number two, Mike D, things that are true but sound fake about me.
You once owned the trademark for the slogan Make America Great Again and got Donald Trump to write a check to St. Jude to have it back.
I've actually been there when I've heard you tell people that, and they're like, nah, no way. They do not believe you.
It's not the best story. It's a real painful point. I mean, yeah. I'm not being funny here. It was not a good experience. But I did own Make America Great Again.
Did you see it and then get the trademark? How did that happen?
No one had it.
And it was just available?
Yeah. It was not a good experience.
Man.
And all I was wanting was a check for charity. It was not a good experience. But yes, that is a story that I will write about in a book at some point.
Yeah.
But I have never told outwardly publicly. Not a good story. But yes, unbelievable. And the number one story about me, Mikey, that sounds fake, that is actually true. Go ahead.
You once got fined $1 million by the FCC.
There it is. Dun, dun!
Hey, that was a good one.
For sure thought I was getting fired. This is, how long ago was that? 3 years ago?
More than that.
Yeah.
4 years ago?
Maybe.
Whenever I did write about that in my first book, I was like, well, don't want to say too many other things. Still could get fined, so Google it. Yeah, I got fined $1 million by the FCC. That was a tough one for all of us. I remember having to be deposed by lawyers. Oh, it was tough. I was just so embarrassed that I let people down that had taken a chance on the show and me.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, though. We're still here.
Yeah,
we're still here. Amy, what's the one thing about you that's true but sounds fake?
I share a relative with George Strait.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But
it's... My uncle.
Well, my uncle was manager of his ranch, but like George's middle name is Harvey. He's George Harvey Strait, and my dad is Harvey Clifton Moffitt. And that whoever that Harvey is, they were both named after the same Harvey in South Texas. He was a judge, and like I'm related to him, and then George is related to him. But it's not like legit enough to where I would ever feel comfortable like bringing it up.
Cousin
like
George.
I don't. No, it's not. Like
you
I
do 23andMe, and you like you and George Strait.
Maybe,
wow.
But it just doesn't seem real when I really think about it. But I mean, that's how some of my family like knows him.
Lunchbox, so. The thing about you that is real but people think it's fake.
Oh, when I was 17 years old, me and a few friends, we made up a story and we went on the Jerry Springer show because it was the biggest show on TV and we had dreams and aspirations to make it on that stage and we went on there and we were a hit.
Holy crap, he did. He looked like a 12-year-old
too. That's crazy.
Yeah. Eddie?
I own a piece of a meteor because I capture it on camera when I worked for the news, and NASA got it, you know, because of my video, NASA knew exactly where it fell, so they got all the remains of the meteor and gave me a piece of it.
There was a race, and Eddie put his camera on the ground to shoot some of the race.
That's right.
And you see the meteor fly. You were doing, like, national press about this.
Yes. I was on BBC, ABC, NBC, CNN. I ran over to Bones' house because he was my neighbor, same neighborhood, and I was like, dude, I opened the door. He goes, you're on TV right now.
Morgan number two, what about you? Morgan number two is our head of digital. 26 years old. What about you is real, but people think would be fake?
I swam with penguins, and they tried to eat my bathing suit.
Where did you swim with penguins?
I entered like a raffle for this animal charity, and I won it. So I got an experience to swim with African penguins. And
where was this?
It was back in Wichita. It's at like a zoo that's there. And yeah. They
attacked you?
Yeah, I had like this bathing suit on because they didn't really tell you what to wear. And so I had these little beads on the bathing suit, and they just kept coming at me. And those little suckers' beaks hurt so bad.
Punch them?
No. I just like, I was so
kills
scared.
Kills Raymundo, last one. Raymundo is in our glass room. He looks like Joey from Friends, kind of like Mark Ruffalo meets Joey from Friends. What do you think?
Yeah, when I was younger, I fell out of a shopping cart and bit off my tongue. So for a couple days, I didn't have a tongue, and they...
And it grew back?
No, they sewed it back on. Oh. You can see the mark if you ever want to.
I'll take a look at that someday.
Wait, you bit off your tongue.
Yeah.
And they saved it?
Yeah,
and
a couple days later.
They put it on
why'd
ice?
They wait so long?
It was a very small town. It's not like a hospital was there. We had to go towns over.
What did you do with the tongue in the meantime?
Put it on ice, Eddie.
In the pocket.
Yeah, my mom held on to it, and they were able to put it back on. And
so for a couple days, you just didn't have a tongue?
I believe it was just over 24 hours, but 2 days, yes.
How old were you?
In a shopping cart, so I'm guessing 6, 7.
That's a little old for a shopping cart. Yeah. A little old, okay. But so, did you bite the tip of it off? Like, at what part of your tongue did it?
It was a whole thing, so it's in the very back of my tongue. So it was my entire tongue, honestly.
Is there any pictures of this?
My mom had a coat that was covered in blood. I think she took a picture of that because it was at the hospital and stuff.
But I thought the hospital was like a day
this
or two
one may,
later.
This one may still be fake.
All right, Raymundo, thank you for your story. Yeah. That's fun.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Raymundo, what you got?
Yeah, Meghan Markle was spotted driving herself to a Canadian airport. Officials are saying she may never return to Britain. In Ohio, mysterious orange and red flashes lit up the Ohio sky this week. Some of the flashes were caught on doorbell cameras. Officials are still investigating. And finally, the NFL playoffs get back underway this weekend. On Sunday, it's the Titans and Chiefs in the early game, and then Packers and 49ers in the late game.
They say leaving a voicemail is now considered rude. my voicemail hasn't been open in 3 years. So you can't even leave me one because I know I won't check it. And I don't want to be rude to people and never check their voicemails. So if you call my phone, it goes, his voicemail is full. Just because I've left it completely full. So according to a new book about 21st century etiquette, leaving someone a voicemail is rude. The author argues that, quote, there is no purpose for voicemails in the modern age. And having to sit through a message is super inefficient and inconvenient. She says you should never leave voicemails now. If someone doesn't pick up, just hang up and send them a text. Also, they say spur-of-the-moment phone calls are also considered rude. Instead, she says, send person a text, say, hey, can you talk?
What?
A few rules that she wants us to follow. One, don't use periods in a text. Don't always reply all to all group emails. And only use emojis in moderation. So there's a lot just dumped on us there. Let's start with the first one. Leaving a voicemail, do you do it?
Yes.
You do?
But my voicemail's full. You can't leave me one. But if I happen to get a voicemail, and especially if they're like a close friend of mine, I'll leave the longest voicemail ever. And then my favorite thing is, if you're still listening to this right now, I cannot believe it. And then sometimes they still are and they call me back.
You still do that?
I go, I'll start singing. And then I see if they make it to that point.
This is why I don't leave mine open.
For stuff like this.
Yeah, this is why when she's...
Well, because I can't believe that they still have it available for me to just ramble on. So.
She's doing a variety show on my voice.
Yeah.
I don't leave them. I don't take them anymore. The other one is random phone calls. I kind of don't call people randomly either. I'll text. But you know what I do? To be fair, I do the voice text a little bit.
You do.
They're never over a minute. But in text, I'll hit a button. And especially if I'm driving and I don't look at my phone, I'll hit the button and be like, hey, Eddie, we're going to do this. Do you feel that? Both of you guys get those. Do you feel like those are rude?
Nope. I like them.
You do?
Yep.
They're fine. It's just they expire.
Yeah, no, you get to listen to them once.
But sometimes, I guess you have that option if you want to keep it.
And I always see people keep my voice text. And
they
I'm like, why?
Keep them?
I'm like, well, weirdo, what why museum are you putting this in?
I might keep it just in case, like, because like, sometimes I might need to go back and listen to
That's
it.
That's weird.
Do you call people randomly?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
No, I don't.
I love that.
Mm-mm. You FaceTime randomly.
No. Even then, there's only like two people in my life. I'll hit Eddie up on FaceTime without... throwing a warning.
Yeah.
You too, Amy.
Yeah,
I'm not speaking
from experience.
But not now. I'm like, hey, can you talk? Because you don't, your phone goes away with your kids a lot of times.
Yeah.
So, not you as much. But yeah, then they'll hit me up and I'll be like, hey, is your mom? They're like, no. I'm like, you just do this on your own? Yes. Eddie will answer on the toilet.
Anytime. I figure if you're calling me, it's important. So let's talk.
He'll answer FaceTime on the toilet, not a phone. Yeah. He'll answer FaceTime. I use periods in a text.
Why are we not supposed to do that?
I don't know. She says don't use periods in a text.
What about exclamation points?
I use all punctuation. Group emails, I'm not on a lot of those, and I never hit reply all. Do you guys on them?
I try not to.
Just the work one, just to be fun.
And then emojis, I don't use a lot of them, but I do use some.
Oh, I abuse them.
I don't use them.
You abuse them?
Oh, for sure.
Do you use them, Eddie?
Sometimes there's no better way to express yourself.
I didn't think about that. You know, courts now will go and read emojis now as part of a court case.
I know, so you better not be sending that knife emoji.
Yeah, because
they're going to be guilty.
Those are the things the judge will now say. If there's like a mean message with a knife on it, they now can take that knife and use it as evidence in court that you were threatening to stab someone.
Dang. You have anger issues.
So when I'm sending you guys the old...
middle finger one?
No.
Is there a middle finger one?
There's a weird one.
My son found it the other day. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, we're not using that one.
Oh, that's funny.
When I'm sending you the eggplant, it's for salad use only.
Of course, a veggie.
Yes.
Yeah, let's see how that works in court, though.
No. I'm saying now, it only means salad. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Hey, on the phone right now is our friend Ryan Hurd. Hey, dude.
Hey, man, how are you?
What's up? Where are you right now?
I just got home. So we are in Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, a lot of congratulations to this guy. And let's go with the songwriter part first. Lady Antebellum's song, What If I Never Get Over You, is number one this week. And Ryan Hurd wrote the song. Come on, look at this guy.
Speech.
That is a really special thing. I'm really lucky to still get to write songs for other artists. And those guys, man, when they said they were going to record it, they went out and recorded an amazing song.
Well, congratulations.
Good job. Thank you very much. I'm really proud of that one.
It's a big one. And I've been saying this because I mean, Ryan and I text sometimes, but I haven't seen Ryan in a couple months. But without his knowledge, I've been campaigning for everyone to play to a T all the time.
It's true.
Like,
thank you very much.
I'm so, it's such
it's hard to have a hit at the radio, man.
Well, you just had a number one that you wrote. Now you got to have one that you're singing, you know?
Man, yeah, but it's been fun to watch it go up the charts, man. I get so much, I mean, I get to do both things, and that's a really difficult thing. I think a lot of people wish they could do, for some reason, I get to do both. So To a T has been such a huge blessing, and it's the highest. Every time it goes up a spot, it's a new record for me, so I throw a little party. And but yeah, man, thank you for supporting it. And I mean, you played it on the radio the first day it came out, so... it's just really cool to have people like you just run with it. And I don't know, I think anything at this point is just such a massive victory for me. And To a T, I mean, what a cool thing to have my song being played on the radio, no matter what spot it is on the charts.
Ryan Hurd is with us right now. I'm going to play To a T, but before we go, a couple games. First of all, Titans and Chiefs. Pick that one, Ryan.
Oh, my gosh. Obviously, the Titans. Let's go. It's going to be amazing.
I like that answer.
For a long time, ever since I've been here, and it's so fun to see them do well, man. It's been such an amazing roller coaster of a year.
And then finally, Packers and 49ers.
Man, I just think Aaron Rodgers is probably going to roll. I don't know. He always seems to, so probably picking the Pack on that one.
All right, there we go. Ryan Hurd. Hey, congratulations. We'll see you in studio soon, and man, hope it's going good for you.
Thanks, Bobby. You guys have an awesome one. I'm at Bonchon.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Luke Bryan announced his 2020 Proud to Be Right Here tour with special guests Morgan Wallen, Kaylee Hammock, and Runaway June. It kicks off May 28th in Cincinnati, Ohio. New country albums out today. Dustin Lynch released his album called Tullahoma, and Little Big Town released their album called Nightfall. Kane Brown and his wife Caitlin got matching tattoos with their daughter's name. Caitlin shared that it's on her arm and on Kane's neck. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this woman, Shannon, she went to an estate sale and she came across this quilt, but it was unfinished. But it was an intricate map of the United States. And if she wanted to finish this quilt on her own, it would take her years to do it. So she decided, oh, this is a project I want to take on, but just not alone. So she went to social media and posted about it. And 1,000 people from all across the country volunteered to help her finish this special quilt. And so she's got people all over the country that are tackling different parts of the quilt. And they're going to all be shipped to one place and wow. pieced together to make this massive quilt. And then it's going to be delivered to the National Quilt Museum in Paducah, Kentucky.
Who knew there was a National Quilt Museum?
Yeah, and it's going to be put on display.
Listen, I like the fact that everybody's working together and everybody's...
Well, I think to her, the estate sale she was at was a woman named Rita. It was her house. And this is obviously a project that she started and couldn't finish. So I think she's doing it to honor Rita to, you know, get it done.
A lot of layers there. Mm-hmm. But let us not be lost on the fact there's a quilt museum.
In Paducah,
yes.
In case you want to go visit.
There's a lot there to that story. Yes, That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Las Cruces, New Mexico. A man walked into a Pizza Hut, had gloves on, everything, pulled off a robbery, said, give me all the money in the register. They hand over the money, and he goes running out, except for he runs into a locked door. Face plants.
They're thinking it's probably going to open.
Yeah, face plants. So he gets away, but his face left sweat, DNA, busted.
Got him.
He was smart, wore gloves, everything like that, but went through a locked door.
Face DNA got him. I wonder if I were robbing a place, if I would even think about that, because I think I would hit the window too and be like, oh, crap, and not wipe down the window.
Yeah.
That stinks. No, it doesn't. He robbed a place. But, yeah.
We were with you there for a second. Yeah.
Yeah, great point. Yeah, what an idiot.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fun Fact Friday.
All right.
So Oprah has a bathtub that's shaped like her body. She revealed that she owns a marble and onyx hand-carved tub that is shaped like her body. And
can you gain weight? Because then you can't get in it.
Well, here's the thing.
There's a few pounds you can't squeeze in it.
There's also enough room to fit another person, but it is Oprah's body shape. Hand carved just for her.
That's when you know you got too much money.
Right.
Like, I don't know what else to spend it on. What can I spend money on? Well, what's it? Onyx? Is that a stone?
Marble and onyx. Yes, natural stone.
Why don't we make a bathtub with your body, really pretty. Oprah? That's crazy. Dang. Do you ever see Drake's bathtub that he put into his house in Toronto? They had to put it on a crane and load it up, and it was like made of something really expensive. Like it was like a gold bathtub that was hundreds of thousands of dollars that you just don't know what to spend money on at that point, which is crazy. What else, Sam?
So Tom Cruise divorced all of his wives when they were 33 years old. Mimi Rogers, Nicole Kidman, and Katie Holmes were all 33 years old when their marriages ended to Tom Cruise.
I don't know who Mimi Rogers is.
Me neither. I guess maybe the wife he had before Nicole. The coincidence has not gone unnoticed by a lot of people, of course, and there's conspiracy theories surrounding it that like...
That when you're 33, you're no longer considered part of the...
Scientology, something or another.
You're not ripe in the age of Scientology anymore. Yeah. All right, there you go. What else?
So you work with Katy Perry, so I don't know if you can confirm this, but apparently she collects celebrity hair. She has revealed that she likes to collect fellow celebrities' hair. Specifically, she's got locks from Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift.
Well, if that's only two, that's not much of a collection.
Yeah.
Well, that's
she hasn't
she's
asked me
revealed.
For my hair.
She hasn't?
No,
I didn't know.
No.
Yeah, that worked.
We've never
like
had that pull-aside conversation.
On the set of Idol, and she's like, can I just get a piece of your hair real
Mm-mm,
quick?
Never that.
Okay, and lastly, Rihanna's legs are both insured for $1 million. But that's nothing compared to Julia Roberts' smile, which is reportedly insured for $30 million.
Does she get paid if she frowns? Like, I'm frowning. I need to collect my insurance.
And then Dolly Parton's breasts are insured for $600,000.
Wait, so but the smile thing is interesting because it's lips, teeth, tongue.
Yeah.
It's a lot happening with that smile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but what has to happen to the smile? What if you get a tooth knocked out?
Then you get to collect.
Boy,
I ruined your smile.
I'd probably take that shot. Yeah. Punch me. Jim, punch me.
Get a fake tooth.
All right, what else?
Okay, so Instagram DMs might be coming to your computer. They've actually rolled it out, and they've been testing it out on a small percentage of users. But you know how you can go to Instagram on your computer, but you can't really do much with it? Now you might be able to exchange messages.
I always wished you could upload pictures from your computer to Instagram. You can't. And they've really made sure you can't do much. It's all mobile. Mm-hmm. But that'd be interesting if they do that. I still can't see how many likes people get on pictures.
Mm-mm,
they've shut me down where I can't see how many likes that anyone gets. But I thought everyone was shut down. But I guess you guys can still see people's likes, huh?
Yes.
You can?
Yep, I can see them right now.
Yeah, they can. We can't. We're being punished for having a blue check mark. Mm-hmm. All right, is that it, Amy?
Do you feel like that's taking the pressure off of anything?
No, it would if no one could see them.
Right.
Now but you just feel left out.
Now I'm just like, wait. I would love it if it wasn't a thing for anyone. Like, no one can see likes.
And but it still gives you some sort of account. Like, it'll say, like, you know, da-da-da and 100 people have liked, or da-da-da and thousands of others. And if you're on Kim Kardashian's, it's like da-da-da and 1 million others.
Oh, it says millions?
Yeah.
Oh,
it'll
wow.
say hundreds, millions, or thousands.
Well, I still can't see how many likes people get on Instagram. Hey, Amy, is that it?
Yeah,
Amy,
that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
It's taken 75 years, but World War II veteran Peter Fantasia has finally been honored for his military service. He is 103 years old. The Somerville, Massachusetts man received 8 medals in a special ceremony this week. A U.S. representative was there, presented with medals, including a Bronze Star, a Good Conduct Medal, and the American Defense Service Medal. He was serving as a U.S. Army medic when he was captured in France in 1944 and was held as a prisoner of war until he was liberated by Russian forces in 1945.
Wow.
That is crazy, and it's not even something that we think about, but that is...
Yeah, man.
For a year, he was held as a POW. He previously received the Silver Star. Quote, he's a true example to the rest of the country and the community what American heroism is all about. Crazy. He's 103 years old and got all those medals. I just read about people being POWs.
Yes, I can't imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Me either. Shout out to this guy. Tons of respect and love. And he got his medals after 75 years. And that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
A few minutes away from Dustin Lynch being in studio, and Dustin Lynch's parents are here, and it's going to be a whole deal. We took the chairs out, and we have a big couch in here, and so all three of them are going to be mic'd up. He has a new album out today called Tullahoma. So in the next 15 minutes or so, Dustin Lynch and his mom and dad are going to be in studio. Over to Amy right now, though, and let's get to the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What medical condition causes wrinkled clothing?
What medical condition causes wrinkled clothing?
An iron deficiency.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Iron.
There it is. Thank you.
That was the Morning Corny.
Do you think beauty sleep is a real thing?
Yes.
Why so?
I mean, because if sometimes if I don't get sleep, it starts to affect my face.
And that's exactly right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I will get just inflamed and puffy and tired. Like, I swear to you, my nose gets bigger.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It does.
If your nose gets bigger.
Well, it's swollen.
Are you telling lies?
Oh. No.
Pinocchio?
It's not longer, wider. And then the bags under my eyes are worse and just everything's puffier.
They say by getting your, quote, beauty sleep around 8 hours, you alleviate dark circles, have fresher looking skin, and you help keep away weight gain. And what the weight gain is about your hormones in your body being at a normal level.
Which leads to puffiness if they're
which
not.
Which leads to weird cravings too. Like you need sugar cravings, which puts on weight. Mm. You know, our friend Nurse Bobo, he talks about sleep and some people, because all our bodies are wired differently. Some people need like 9 or 10 hours. Some people need 6, but that the rule of just 8 hours isn't really a standard for everyone. But beauty sleep is a real thing. I haven't had a lot of it this week, so I'm so ugly. I'm so ugly today. I want to say good morning to everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Except these women busted for a scam pretending to book Justin Timberlake for a benefit. They were Canvas Media Group promised to get Justin Timberlake to appear at a Sandy Hook benefit. The $100,000 they got was used to rent Mercedes, go shopping, and for cash withdrawals.
No.
According to the FBI, Nancy Jean and Carissa Scott were the brain trusts behind Canvas Media Group, promising they could book any artist, group, entertainer, comedian, celebrity, and so a benefit concert for Sandy Hook. That Sandy Hook reached out about Justin Timberlake. To start, police say Canvas asked for a $100,000 deposit to go towards his $500,000 fee. And then they hired someone to pretend to be Timberlake's manager to confirm that he had been booked, but the fee had gone up to $800,000.
How did they think they were going to get away with that? Like, that's what, like, how long, they just ride that wave until it crashes?
Yeah,
they
I guess
know
so.
It's going to crash, they just...
They were also told they could book Bruno Mars for a $300,000 deposit, and Lady Gaga and Usher were also teased.
Wow. Oh.
Unfortunately, those last two teases made an FBI agent who was posing as an investor go, ooh... So when approached, they went to the real team to these people and they were like, nope, that's not us. And they were arrested at JFK International Airport with conspiracy to defraud. As far as the $100,000, part of the money was used to lease a Mercedes, hit Saks Fifth Avenue, and for over $1,200 to make withdrawals and $8,000 for other expenses. So good morning to everybody except them.
Yeah.
And also, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Except.
Oh, wow. More.
Fall right into that one.
This United Express passenger who stormed the cockpit, attacked a flight attendant, and injured 6 police officers. Authorities took a man into custody after he allegedly assaulted a flight attendant and attempted to storm the cockpit. A fellow passenger on the flight, this happened January 9th, said the plane was about to land when the suspect sprinted toward the cockpit. A flight attendant and 6 law enforcement agents were injured in the ensuing scuffle. Matthew Dingley was taken into custody at Dulles International Airport in Newark. The guy was in a full sprint right up to the cockpit, hit the cockpit, starts banging on it. Here's the thing.
He's trying to tackle it?
Now, I am not someone who thinks he would be a hero. However, if we're in an airplane and someone tries to get up there, I think I'm instinctually going to jump on that. I think I am.
But that cockpit door is pretty heavy duty, so there's probably no way he can do
but
it. Wouldn't
if,
it be fun
what,
to watch him just try to ram into it over and
it
over?
It would be kind of fun. But also, what if he was able to get through?
Yeah, then you're in trouble.
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm not a hero in any way, but I do think in that situation, after all the 9/11 stuff, and I do think that a bunch of people probably jump. Because a lot of people did. But isn't that crazy? You see somebody take off running?
Crazy.
At first, you're probably like, what's that next happening up there? Then,
Yeah.
Now, if someone's like peeing on the floor or something or doing something funny, I'm probably just going to Instagram story it.
Right. It's not hurting anyone.
just
being a fool.
Yeah, just a fool. Appreciate you guys. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning.
No, I just mean it that time.
Okay.
Good morning to all you guys.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Dustin Lynch.
Hey, clap your hands. We have a whole family here. This is a family affair today.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey, Dustin. Whenever it was like, hey, let's get your parents in here, how'd that make you feel?
It's a first. I was just hoping they'd get off work. Luckily, they did. Thank you, bosses.
You guys got off work to come do the show?
Come on!
Yeah. This is amazing. So we've got rid of the normal chairs that people perform, and we got you guys a good family couch.
That's right.
I don't know.
We sit on the couch on the bus, but
yeah,
a while since we've sat on a couch at a house together.
Did you have like a couch your whole life?
Yes. Dad and I excel at watching TV in the recliner. One thing we're great at.
So introduce your parents, Dustin.
It's my mom, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Mom, right?
Hi.
My dad, Chuck.
Yep.
High school sweethearts.
Is that right?
Oh, 40 years this year.
Yeah.
Chuck, tell me about that. You saw her in high school, and what happened there?
Well, I was a D student, and so I saw the smartest girl, but prettiest girl, and said, well, she can help me.
And how long did. Were you together before you guys got married?
5 years.
Yeah.
We started dating our senior year in high school, and we were 22 when we got married.
The very typical college or high school quarterback. Right?
Yeah.
Pitcher, cheerleader.
Cheerleader.
Oh, you guys are the popular kids, right. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. That's why I picked the guitar up, right?
Very jealous of that.
No.
Dustin's new album, Tullahoma, is out today. Dustin Lynch is here. His album, Tullahoma, is out today, which is named after your hometown.
Yes.
And how long have you guys lived in Tullahoma?
We moved there in 87.
Okay, so a long time.
Two. Yes,
32
he was
years.
Two.
And what is it like when Dustin still appreciates home and named his whole record after where you guys grew up? It's got to feel good, right?
Oh, most definitely. It's so heartwarming just to have that honor. It's going to put Tullahoma on the map.
Let's be honest, Tullahoma's on the map. They make Jack Daniels and George Dickel. So, everybody's heard of it, but I would say going to Walmart's going to be a little tougher now for you. You've been on the Bobby Bone Show.
Well, yeah.
And you guys are celebrating how long together?
September 6th will be 40 years.
Wow, that is crazy. Come on. What's the key? What's the key to a long... I'll ask you, what's the key to a long, successful marriage?
Long, successful... I don't know. Our whole family is that way, I guess.
Just communication.
Yeah.
Chuck's parents, I think you all know, are high school sweethearts. They'll be married 65 years this spring.
You had good examples.
Yes. Good examples, probably.
Great examples.
They've been married 65 years. You're 40. What do you think about this guy here, his son next to you, who's just not even, you know, it's going to be tough to hit 50 years. You have to be 100.
I know.
You got to be 100.
Late start.
We have longevity in our family,
Maybe I can stick around, you're saying? All right, I'll keep working out. I don't know.
Whenever Dustin puts out music, because again, today Tullahoma is out from Dustin Lynch, do you guys listen to it early? Does he send it to you to listen to it, or will you hear it for the first time when it comes out?
We've heard pieces of some of the songs.
Do you ever give him feedback? Like, I don't know about that one, Dustin.
I think we do, but
yes.
Sometimes it doesn't take.
What is your favorite Dustin Lynch song?
Love Me or Leave Me.
That's a good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Both of you guys?
And that one and, of course, always Cowboys and Angels.
What?
Just because what special song it is.
I got a couple more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, she wants a cowboy and Daddy's Boots.
Daddy's Boots.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Good
It's so funny they say that, other than Love Me or Leave Me, that's all the same songwriters, those other songs.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Interesting.
It's interesting.
So I'm going to play a little bit of Mama's House here. This is track one from Dustin Lynch's new record that's out today called Tullahoma. And here is a little bit of Mama's House. And isn't this the next single? Can I say that?
It is, yes. You know what? It's so funny. I need to call the songwriters because now it's out.
Oh, they don't know.
I need to do that as soon as we leave. Give them a call and a heads up. That's always a fun call to make.
I bet it is to call someone and say, hey, first of all, you get the call that it's on the record, which is a big deal for the songwriter.
Sure.
And everybody that gets on a record is like, I hope I'm the next single. Because that's really how they make a lot of their money.
It can be life-changing for some guys. For some guys, it doesn't matter at this point, but for some guys, it could be life-changing.
Well, you have to call Dylan Schneider, Michael Lawton, Rodney Clausen, and Justin Wilson.
Yes.
Would you get them all at the same time, or does one you have to call one first and hope they don't get to that fourth one right after?
I'm going
to
hit Rodney first because he's the most experienced, and his wife is kicking his butt in songwriting right now. So I want to make him feel great first, and I don't think he'll let the cat out of the bag because he's had a few number ones. And then I'll trickle down from there. Dylan Schneider will be his first one
That's
cut
exciting.
On another artist.
Yeah.
So hopefully first number one, we'll see.
Dustin Lynch is here. I'm going to play a little bit of Thinking About You with Lauren Elena. Here you go. Here's a little bit of this one. I was just thinking about that weekend. I'm coming in late. And that one time in Baton Rouge will be made out in the rain. Where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry. So with that one, because you wrote that song.
Yes.
Did you have a duet in mind when you wrote it, or did you have it and then go, we should really put someone on it?
I was wanting to do a duet for this album if the song came along. I didn't want to force it. be weird. But we started writing the song. I realized very quickly, wait, we could turn this into a fun conversation and bring in a female singer on the second verse. And being that Lauren and I toured together, I realized quickly whenever she would come out and sing Love Me or Leave Me Alone with me each night on tour, I realized quickly our voices meshed well together. And so I gave her a call, and luckily I was praying she would like the song, and she did.
That's pretty cool.
We actually had to go out to L.A. and tape her and record her vocal when she was taping Dancing with the Stars. So her vocal was actually recorded in a hotel room in L.A.
Oh, is that right?
First time that's happened on an album.
So that's her in a hotel room?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
No doubt.
The new record's out today called Tullahoma. I'm going to play Riding Roads real quick, and this is another smash. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And you timed it just right. Like, it hits number one right about when the record's coming out.
Right. How does that work?
That is, yeah. How do you guys feel? He gets another number one. He's like turning into a big star.
I tell you.
Is he getting a little too big for the britches a little bit?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's still the humble Dustin he's always been.
I was really hoping for a yes on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Dustin Lynch
and his parents. So in studio, Dustin Lynch, who's got a new record out today, and his parents, Chuck and Patty, who've been married 40 years as of September 6th. And by the way, Chuck, pretty easy for you because your birthday's September 5th, so you know the anniversary.
Yeah, that's pretty smart, wasn't it?
Yeah, you get married. You got married the day after your birthday.
That's right.
Was that on purpose?
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah. How'd you propose?
Oh, shoot. I think we were on the beach. We grew up down in Florida, of course, and I asked her down there on the beach, I think.
Do you remember the proposal? No, Patty doesn't remember.
He just slapped me off my feet. I can't even remember.
Oh, he just.
That's a good save. Good save.
Okay. Here is what did Dustin want to? Dustin, you can chime in, but this is mostly for your parents at this point. Okay. So, Chuck, Patty, what did Dustin want to be when he grew up? When he was like 8, 9 years old?
Probably a Superman. Batman. Or
superhero.
Yeah. Something like that.
When did he start to actually have a real life job, like a career in mind? Like, what age was that?
I'd say he probably didn't have anything until he got to college, going to college. And that's probably about it.
And then in college, did you feel like he'd kind of go the golfing route? Because I don't know if you know, but he's a really good golfer. Got a scholarship. He played college golf. I'm letting them know.
Yeah.
like they didn't know this already. Did you think he'd end up being in music, or think he'd end up doing something athletic?
Probably more medical. It's medical field.
And then, so when your son goes, you know, parents, I don't think I'm going to do medicine. You know, I think I'm going to go and try to chase music. What do you get? Patty, what do you say to that at the time?
At the time, he's my son. I want him to do what he wants to do and live his dream. And he has.
When did you realize he was really talented doing music?
Well, when we're hauling him around at 3 o'clock in the morning on the weekend.
That was my first roadie.
Yeah, he was his first roadie.
So you would go on the road with him and do what?
I'd help set up, take down, drive, whatever it took.
Aw.
Yeah.
What was Dustin like as a kid, like with school, grades-wise, and, you know, elementary school, junior high?
Oh, just about a student.
I hate that Dustin's so perfect at everything, right?
I know. Yeah.
Music, athlete, great grades.
My 1C was in music.
Really?
Yeah, I had a C in music in high school.
In a vocal class, right?
In vocal music.
Why do you think that was?
I think I had a crush on the girl that was sitting close to me. I got into trouble for talking a lot. But
did he ever get in trouble as a kid?
Not really.
No.
No, we kept him busy. He stayed busy all the time.
Busy doing what?
Mostly working and playing golf.
What kind of job did he have as a kid?
Picking up range.
Oh, yeah, picking up golf balls.
Yeah.
Did you ever drive the range cart to pick up balls?
Yes. That was a good day. When it rained and you had to do the actual hand pickers is when it got, that's long days, man. You're out there dodging golf balls, people hitting at you and having to plug balls all day.
If Dustin would have been a girl, what would you have named him?
We didn't have another girl's name picked out.
Pick one.
You didn't have a name picked out?
We had a girl name picked out when we were expecting our daughter and a boy name. And
did you know what I was going to be?
No, for neither one of you. And
so you didn't know until you got told?
Until he was born, and we kept the boy name and didn't have a girl name. I mean, we were trying to think of one that morning when we were at the hospital, but...
That's putting it out there in the universe. It's not going to give it an option. It's going to be a dude. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a room in your house that's full of Dustin memorabilia?
We have a front room. It's kind of a computer music room with a lot of his number one wall displays.
They're starting to get my overflow.
Yeah.
Does everyone want to talk to you about Dustin all the time back home?
Yes.
Is that the main topic of conversation?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is he hometown hero?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. Do you sing?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Where'd he get that from?
I don't know, you know. Milkman or something. I don't know.
The milkman.
We sing along. We don't have a
time. Mommy constantly sings.
Constantly sings. Is she a good singer?
Yes. She constantly sings in the house when she's doing
stuff. I'm a shower singer, though.
Do you ever sing in church?
Yeah, along with the rest of the congregation.
But you never grab a mic and go, I'm going to do this solo. Amazing grace. None of that?
You don't sing during the offering? Or
Well, what do you think about this guy? He's got another record out today.
Awesome.
Is wonderful.
Our listeners know him from coming on the show, and he always volunteers his time to help us with good causes, too. But what do you think needs to be known about your son that maybe just watching him from 10,000 feet away, people don't get to see or don't get to know?
How much he's given back to Tullahoma. Yeah, he's given a lot back to children's charities there. Every year he comes back, and when he won that $10,000 on the TV show, he donated that to Child Advocacy Fund, Manchester, stuff like that.
Is that what you're most proud of him for?
Yeah, probably.
The big heart that he has.
Yeah. Whenever he gets his first check as an artist, like his first big check, what did he do for you guys?
Has he got more?
Yeah. Yes.
Patty, true. What did he
He's
buy you?
He got me a couple of pretty nice bracelets.
Yeah. And so he takes you out on the road too?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
How do you feel about that? You see all the girls throwing themselves at him?
Oh, we have a good time.
Yeah.
We have a good time.
Mom and Dad are they lead the dance party out there when they come.
Oh,
out.
Yeah.
We're singing and dancing along too.
Yeah.
What about the Grand Ole Opry? Because he's a member of the Grand Ole Opry, the most sacred institution in country music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's huge.
When you heard that he was going to be inducted, what did you think about that?
We were at the Opry the night that Trace Adkins invited him and just couldn't believe it. It was an awesome moment.
Yeah.
I think that's the top honor for any country music artist, to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
I think so, too. Chuck, you have any talents at all? You're being humble. I'm asking. What's your hidden talent?
Driving a race car. How about that?
Oh, you drive a race car still?
Yeah.
You ever wreck that thing?
Yeah.
What happened? You get hurt?
No, it's not.
What kind of race car is it?
No big deal.
He's leaving out motocross, though.
Yeah.
There's a reason he doesn't ride dirt bikes anymore.
Yeah, I don't. That's what got me back into race cars.
Did you wipe out on the bike?
Yeah, crash. Mm-hmm.
And how'd you get into racing?
I've been racing all my life, I guess.
And what kind of car do you race now?
Dirt late models.
Dirt late models.
Yeah.
Is that like a 99 Ford?
No, I don't know. It's actually a. It's a chassis with them. We make our own bodies and stuff.
And who do you race?
Shoot, everybody.
Like your friends? Yeah.
No, we race every weekend. They're having a big race in Daytona tonight.
Does your car say Dustin Lynch on the hood? Is he the sponsor of it?
No, it says State Country on the front.
Yeah. And we named our chassis Red, so we named it Reba.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Car's name's Reba.
Yeah.
Patty, what's your hidden talent?
I sew. I've been sewing ever since I was a little girl. Started making some of my own clothes when I was 11. Made my wedding gown, my daughter's wedding gown, and lots of things in between and since then.
You made your daughter's wedding gown, huh?
And my wedding gown, yes. I took the pearl bead buttons off the back of my dress and used them on her dress, so it was a labor of love.
Wow.
Sewed thousands of glass seed pearl beads on the bodice and skirt of the dress.
Man, that's crazy, huh?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's special.
By the way, Dustin Lynch is in town. He's in the studio. His parents are in town, though. How far is the drive from Tullahoma here?
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Okay, so it wasn't a crazy
ticket.
Were you guys excited to come on the show, or were you annoyed? Which one?
I'm excited.
See Lunchbox.
Chuck's like, you know, Chuck's like,
LB's his man.
I was excited.
Yeah, LB.
So have you guys heard the show? The radio show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, they listen every morning.
I thought you guys were just kind of dragged in. I didn't know you guys actually listened to that. I never think anyone listens to our show.
Hi, studio.
Morning. It's morning.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, I like you guys better now. Who knew?
Yeah.
You're a golf pro for a long time?
Yeah. Yeah, sure was.
Did you teach Dustin how to play golf?
Yeah.
You'd sit with him did you make him take lessons, or did he kind of gravitate to it?
No, he pretty much gravitated. I mean, my daughter too. They were, you're there every day. You know, you work at a golf course, so you know how it is. So you're there every day, 7 days a week, just about.
So you might as well get good at it.
Yeah.
You were a golf pro for how long?
27 years.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Do you still play?
No, I play when he has a tournament or something. I
get like a charity event. We'll play.
Charity event or something.
Can you still play? Are you pretty good still?
Yeah, I in a scramble, I'm pretty
good.
Yeah,
he can get it around. Yeah. Don't let him fool you.
Who is the better golfer at their prime? You, Chuck, or Dustin? Oh, your sister.
She can get it.
Yeah.
She was great.
What do you think about this guy over here, Dustin? Like, when's he going to get married? Do you guys ever be like, hey, let's go?
Well, luckily, I have my sister taking care of all that. Yeah. Grandbabies and everything.
Yeah, Kristen kind of takes care of him, but...
It'll happen when it happens.
Yeah, he's got a nice girl now, so.
Well,
Ellie's a good girl.
You say you met her?
Oh, yeah.
And how'd that go?
Went good.
Real well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think, when did you guys meet?
Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, met down in New Orleans on the end of last show of the year, of 18.
December.
Yeah.
How long does Dustin need to be with a girl before he brings them to meet you guys?
I don't know.
Well, how long have you been dating? Y'all have been dating a short while.
About a month, I guess.
A month or two.
Has he ever introduced you to somebody and y'all just were like,
Dustin. Oh, yeah. No
doubt. Oh, okay.
Will you tell him that and be like, I don't know about her, Dustin?
Yeah. No, that's the thing about I've learned with a relationship. You don't get the true feelings until the breakup happens. It's like, man, y'all could have saved me a year and a half. Or six months.
So y'all felt it and you didn't express
it. It's not just with parents. It's with band members and friends. And it's like, bros.
So it's like you break up and then all of a sudden they're like, well, I've been meaning to tell you.
Right, yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's okay. Exactly what happened on one of them, yeah.
What is Tullahoma known for, Dustin? You named your record after it. You're in here today. You get the new record out. What would you tell our listeners that your hometown's known for?
It's so cool to get to travel the world, and people ask, I was just in South Africa, they asked, where are you from? United States. We're in the United States, Tennessee. I don't know, what's that? Jack Daniels. Ah. No matter where in the world you are, I feel like our town has made the map because of the spirits they make. Used to be a big hub for the Air Force, you know, but I would guess that's what it's known for. And for us Middle Tennesseans, our lakes, growing up there, it was just amazing having three lakes to go to and do life at, fish and swim and ski. And it's a pretty special spot. You know, getting to travel the country like I have, I've realized how special Tullahoma is and how unique that is.
You know what I like about Dustin, and when we're buddies off the show and stuff a little bit, but I like that he doesn't curse on stage. Like, he kind of makes it inclusive for anybody and everybody, and it's not Mr. Rogers by any means, but also, because you don't feel like you're watching The Wiggles by any means, but also if you do want to have a kid and you bring your kids with you, they can also enjoy the show too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for me, that resonates. What about you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's really good with kids. He
probably needs a couple, huh?
No.
He loves
I'm still trying to figure out how to do the whole... my band's having so many kids right now. It's like our tour bus life is just—it's a zoo. So I'm good being Uncle D right now.
Yeah.
Working on You is one of the songs from the new record. I'm gonna play a little bit of this. This is track 8 on Dustin's new record, Tullahoma.
I've been working like crazy, saving up what they pay me, spending all on you, baby. Tell me what you wanna do. Had my hands in that bed dirt. I need yours on my t-shirt. Pulling me closer, it's all worth working all day, 'cause tonight I'm working on you. I'm working on you.
I know Busby's one of the songwriters in that song. Yeah, talk about that for a second.
Man, pretty cool story how this song came about. It's a song that I've had for a long time, and my bass player actually brought it back up to me. We were hanging out one night after one of the TR shows. He's like, man, what happened to that Working On You song? And I was like, oh, crap, I forgot about it, because I had my hands on it a couple years ago. And Rhett was like, I don't even remember what. I was like, dude, you're a writer on the song. It shows how many songs Rhett writes. Ends up that he wrote it with Busby, and man, what a great dude. You know, what an inspiration. And I was able to create with Busby, you know, the first part, I think we wrote May the 6th was the last song we wrote together, but such a gentleman, and, you know, changed the landscape of country music in a lot of ways, you know, and dearly missed.
Dustin Lynch is here. Record's out today. I encourage you to check it out. And Mom and Dad's been in here. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
Great time.
It's been great.
Are you sure, Chuck? Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. I'm ready. I got a spot for Bobby Bones on the side of the race car, though.
Come on.
How much does that cost?
Yeah. We'll work that out privately.
All right. by the way, the iHeart Country album release party with Dustin Lynch in New York, hosted by Amy. It will air on all iHeart Country stations all over the country Tuesday at 7 p.m. local time. And you can also watch the album release party online at livexlive.com. So that's going to be up there. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Another record. You got 2 number ones on this record already, right?
Already, yeah. Yeah. Hopefully we can add to it.
Good Girl and then Riding Roads. And you got 2 great parents in here with you.
Thank you guys for having them, man.
No, yes. This is a thrill for me because I was like, that would be the most awesome thing. Because, I know how much he loves you. And I know how much he loves his hometown. And since he named the record after it, it was just like, I wonder if we can really get like what's really important to him and do the whole 360.
Yeah.
And so to you, it makes you pretty vulnerable to bring your parents up here.
Well, I'm used to this, but they're not, obviously. So I was nervous for them. But thanks for doing that. That's a memory we'll have the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys had fun.
We did.
He's killing it, and he's doing it in a way that he's very likable in a wonderful way, and you should be real proud of that.
He's
a very loved guy around here. All right,
there he is,
Dustin Lynch. The new record's out today, Tullahoma. Dustin's parent. You guys were fantastic. Not sure that you enjoyed it, Chuck, yet. Well, I'm going to go back and look at the tape. I feel like you want to...
check me out.
Yeah.
Did he look so serious?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just like, you know, trying to squeeze Mountain Dew out of a turnip sometimes. We're like, okay, come on, give me a little bit there. Yeah. No, all seriousness, it's been great.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
James Henry is down in Miami. He's in the driveway. He's cleaning out his car, and he looks up, and he hears his mom yelling, "Fire! Fire!" His house was on fire. Well, she's outside, and his younger brother and sister inside. So James Henry runs in, gets the 4-year-old brother and little sister, and rushes them out of the burning house.
Wow. That's crazy. Man, that's crazy. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Lunchbox went on the streets in Nashville where everybody was pretty drunk.
Oh, everybody hammered. You know, Saturday night on the weekend, everybody's out drinking, having a good time, relaxing, and woo! They don't know trivia.
So he goes out this past weekend and asked him a trivia question. It's up to us to see if they're so drunk they'll miss a pretty easy trivia question.
Okay.
So we're going to play for charity, as we often do.
Mm-hmm.
The first question is $20 up for grabs. Now, you want to hear it first, and you can have control of the first question.
Okay,
here we go.
How did you end up in the women's bathroom?
Dude, I really don't know, but I'll tell you, the mainstay, there was no urinals. There was no urinals at all. I mean, I was at a toilet that looked like a women's bathroom, but when he came to me, it was like, naturally, I was like, oh, yeah, right. My bad. I was in the wrong, no doubt.
Wow.
What is the address of the White House?
Okay, so obviously he's pretty gone. I don't even know what he's talking about. But the address to the White House, if I'm guessing myself, is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
That's correct.
Now, we both know that. Amy.
Mm-hmm, but we are both sober right now.
Yes.
He does not know?
You're going to say no for $20. You're going to say no.
No.
Amy's saying no. Come on, dude. You can do it. You push through, buddy. What do you got?
You got me. I don't know, buddy. You've got me there.
He doesn't know.
He didn't even answer a question?
He's been stumped. He said, you got me, buddy. I don't know.
All right, you're up $20. All right, here's the second one. This is a lady who's really drunk.
What's your name?
V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A.
Tell me what you love about life.
I love everything about life. I love football. I love because I got to be down here with my daughter. I came down here for the football, and we won. I'm with my daughter.
How many sides does a hexagon have?
How many sides does a hexagon have? I'll let you have it again.
No, you can decide.
The answer, a hexagon would be 6, if I'm right here. There's 1, then there's 2. No, that's not a thing. 3's a triangle. 4 is a square. We'll just call it a square. 5 is a pentagon. Yeah. 6 a hexagon, right?
What did he say it was?
Am I right about that?
Hexagon or hexagon?
Is the answer hexagon?
Yeah, the question is hexagon.
Okay.
Okay, so the answer that we were looking for is hexagon?
Is 6.
Right. But that's the question, too.
Yeah.
So we're looking for hexagon.
No, no, you're looking for six. I said, how many sides does a hexagon?
Oh, is that what you... Oh!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's hexagon.
Why am I trying to figure out what Lunchbox told me in the question? Okay, so six. Oh, it's a little easier to ask, then.
No, because... Well, whatever. You decide.
You want me to decide?
Yeah, it's yours. I took the first one, and this is yours.
Double or nothing?
Already?
There's no other option.
What do you mean?
What's well, already 40. 20. Or zero.
Yeah, you either get, you're either going to have $40 in your pocket, Amy, or zero.
So that's what
zero.
It is.
I'll say she gets it.
Six?
Boom, we're back to even.
Oh, my gosh.
In drunk we trust. That's what I say. All right, we got two more. Let's knock it out, because we're playing for charity.
Okay, what do you want to do?
$50.
Oh, yeah, I love this.
Wow.
Okay, and I have the control.
Yeah, you have control. This girl loves White Claws, apparently. Lunchbox is talking to drunk people on the street and then asking them a trivia question.
Tell me about yourself.
I don't know. I had a lot of White Claws, so who knows?
Can you spell White Claw?
W-H-I-T-E-C-L-A-W-S, White Claws. I love the wild berry flavor. But yes, I'm from New Jersey. I'm proud to say that. Yeah. I listen to the country music. When I call them, I'm listening to people in Korea.
How many ounces in a pound?
Okay, so I don't know what you're talking about, Korea. And how many ounces in a pound? The answer would be, on the count of three, 16.
16 ounces.
Right, it's up to you for $50.
Does I mean, she- I feel like this is going to sound really bad. Most men don't know that, but most women know 16 ounces in a pound.
Why
right?
is that?
Sexist. Wow.
Eddie, did you know?
No clue.
Okay. See?
You didn't know?
Nope.
Didn't, no.
I did not.
How many ounces are in a cup?
12.
See, this is...
No clue.
Most women would know. I don't know. Most people I know. So, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Will she know 16 ounces? Yes.
You say yes for $50.
Yes. Please, White Claw.
She says yes.
Woman from New Jersey.
Here we go.
Yes.
16.
Woo! See, I knew it. Women. We know our measurements.
Huh. All right, we have one more left.
Yes.
You're up.
So
you're
up 50
bucks. So now we'll go double or nothing.
Okay.
Worst case, we're even.
I know.
Best case for you.
Best case, yeah. I'm at $100.
Here we go. Uh-huh. All right, last
you're
one.
Kind of holding onto that.
Here's Lunchbox talking to some dude on the street. Go ahead.
You're kind of holding onto that wall, having a hard time walking. Why is that?
You know, a couple of Michelob Ultras deep, a couple of Cinnamon Toast Crunch shots, a couple, White Claws. You know, anything that you get your hands on. It happens to the best of us, you know?
And how'd it go down?
How did it go down? Smooth as hell. We ended up over there by Daddy's Dogs, best dogs in town. God, happens to the best of us.
Name the seven continents.
Oh, there's no way. That's like I'm gonna say there's no way. Although, would he have put it up?
Right.
If the guy is so drunk.
It's gonna be pretty amazing if
Let's
he gets
walk
all
through
seven.
Them, though. North America.
South America,
that would be two.
Easy.
Ding.
Europe and Asia, that would be two. Antarctica would be five.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Australia would be six.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just forgetting one. North America, South America.
What did you
Asia.
Say?
I don't know.
Went about this in a weird way.
You're missing
way.
A big one.
I should have. Africa. Sorry. There's no. But he wouldn't have put this up. I'm just playing Lunchbox. It's like when I play poker all the time. I don't always play the cards. Sometimes I just play the person. I'm going to say that he gets them. Just because Lunchbox wouldn't have put this clip up unless he got them to surprise us.
Interesting.
It's
funny. I'm not playing the cards, guys. I'm playing the player right now.
We already picked. So
I know.
You think
I
he
say
gets
he gets
them.
All seven. Here we go.
North America, South America. You got Antarctica, the North Pole.
Oh,
my goodness.
India. Australia.
India.
He went off the rails quick.
The North Pole.
Yeah.
It's like the train was going, fell one off, and then whoa.
He's like, where's Superman from?
Kryptonite. Metropolis.
Krypton. The North Pole. Okay. Well, that was funny. I lost $100. Amy, which charity would you like me to donate it to? I can just give you the money, whatever you want.
No, you can just donate it to a charity.
Well, I mean, I'll just give it to you and you can donate it. But yes, okay. I'll just, whatever you want. What charity? Go ahead.
Sounds good. Let's do St. Jude.
Okay, St. Jude it is. Would have been my charity too, so hey, everybody wins. There we go. Nice work, Lunchbox. Nice work, Amy. I'm the big loser today, but what else is new? Yes, Bobby Bones. A lot of football happening this week. There is this Kansas City Chiefs fan, and he says he will not go to the game because he is bad luck.
Huh.
And in 2013, He went to the wild card game. They lost. He went to the game last week when they were down 24-0, and he's like, I gotta be bad luck. So he's walking out of the stadium and he records himself going, I gotta get out of here because I'm bad luck. They came back and won the game. Oh. Down 24-0. So his story's gone viral all around Kansas City because every time he's been to the game, they've lost. Two humongous games they've lost. And Chiefs fans and even the quarterback of the Chiefs says, please don't come to the game.
Oh, that's terrible.
Mm. So that's what he says he's going to do. He says, I'm not going to go into the game. Don't want to be bad luck. So, poor guy.
Poor guy.
But nice of him.
Yeah. So his name is Charles Penn. He's gotten a reputation as a bad luck charm for the Chiefs.
Even Mahomes is saying don't come?
Patrick Mahomes said it.
That's awesome.
So here's what I would do if I were him. If he has tickets to the game, I would wear a disguise and go to the game. And if they lose, never acknowledge you were there.
Yeah.
But if they win, you're there and you take it off and go, see, I'm not bad luck. And then you remove yourself from being the bad luck charm.
Oh.
Because otherwise, everybody's just going to know you as the bad luck charm.
Or are you now good luck in your disguise?
Then you have to go disguised every time.
You have to go, yeah.
I saw that story and thought it was... Did you ever see the Instagram video of him walking out of the stadium?
No.
Where he's like, I got to get out of here, man. And then he leaves, and when he leaves, they start the comeback. Chiefs and Titans. Listen, I know we have a bunch of Wichita listeners. They're all Chiefs fans. I did predict the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
You did.
So I still think that they're... But I'm rooting for the Titans.
Home team.
I'm just letting you know. I have a Titans jersey on. I'll be rooting for the Titans. I would love to be wrong. But I do think the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl. But I am rooting hard for the Titans. I have two jerseys. And this week I'm going to... Oh, here's the question, though. Do I continue wearing the one with the Derrick Henry name on the back because they won when I had it on? Or do I wear the one with my name on the back because I like that one better?
Derrick Henry.
Because I won with the... Yeah.
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 I mean...
Which one were you wearing when we went to the game? Was that the Bones one?
Nope. It was Derrick Henry.
God, they lost that game.
they end up losing that game?
They did.
So I'm even, so I can pick whichever game I want.
You're good.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I predicted the Titans will win everything.
The Super Bowl.
So I will continue to only watch just a little bit here and there.
Oh, good.
On the TV.
You don't want to commit to watching the whole thing.
Right. I'll just continue exactly what I'm doing. I'll just walk by, check the score, and be like, what up? Go Titans.
It's the second to last weekend of real football, in case you're wondering. You know, you have this week, and then the two teams that win this in two more weeks will play in the Super Bowl. There's the Pro Bowl, but nobody cares.
Yeah. Nobody watches that.
is there like a plan for the Super Bowl?
It's in Miami.
Yeah, it's in Miami.
I know, but like, I don't know. Is anybody having a watch party?
I thought you meant like.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I know that there's a plan. I know Jennifer Lopez is performing.
And now I think Demi Lovato is singing the national anthem.
Oh.
There are two of them that are the same to me. Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez are the same. I think Demi Lovato sing the national anthem.
They're the same to you, but they're also very different.
Are they, though?
Yeah.
They look the same. They sing the... I don't know. I don't know the difference in them.
Okay.
I would have a party, but is it possible that everybody leaves at the end of third quarter? It's just so late.
Yes.
We got that bedtime.
No one's going to leave at the end of the third quarter.
Oh, yeah, because it is the Super Bowl.
You're going to watch the end of the game.
If it's a blowout, then yes, everybody will leave.
Let me think about it. It's just a lot of work. And it's expensive. What?
It is a lot of work, you're right.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And it's expensive, and I have to be up late. She's going to go, you're not going to do the work.
I just do it for other people.
Yeah.
You do throw good parties, though.
I do throw good parties.
Yeah, you do.
I'm like the P. Diddy of country radio.
I mean,
Bobby Bones Show. We're going to flashback Friday to 2009. Amy, where were you in 2009?
I was living in Austin doing the show with you.
Were you on the show?
Yeah.
I guess that's not that long. That's 11 years.
Wow, I joined in 2006, so I'd been with you for 3 years.
Dang, 2009. Mm-hmm. What was I even doing in 2000? I was 29, so I was probably hating the idea of 30.
Yeah, we were probably
playing a lot of golf, you and me.
Yeah.
Around that time.
Definitely. All the
time.
And I got to get 5 rounds in this year.
Yes.
Because I haven't played in years. But I was, listen, running up on 30, I hated that far more than running up on 40. Because 29 to 30, I was like, oh boy, my life's dead. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be an adult now. I don't really care that much about 40.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess at 40, I should probably have like 4 kids or something. But other than that, I kind of like where I am in my life at this point. Like my goals, like I'm getting there, except for like the kids and relationship stuff. I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So by the way, April 2nd, I can't wait to see what Amy has planned for the big birthday.
40 years
slam. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not even a party. It's a slam coming up.
Slam.
Yeah. Why are you calling it a slam?
It's awesome. Like the grand slam, tennis grand slams.
But I guess we need to have a discussion on what you would like for your 40th birthday.
He's telling you.
Do you want it to be a slam, or do you want it to be intimate, or do you want it to be...
No, like an arena. Like Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay.
Like that.
Wow, that'd be crazy.
Yeah. That's what I hope. All right, let's do Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
2009, the biggest country song, Big Green Tractor from Jason Aldean. The biggest pop song at this time of the year in 2009 was Lady Gaga, Just Dance. And the biggest thing in pop culture is Sully lands that airplane on the Hudson River.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Unable to reach any airport, Sully and Jeffrey Skiles, who, by the way, kind of left out of that conversation.
I mean, because he was there, too.
Glided the plane to the Hudson River. All 155 people aboard were rescued by nearby boats. The accident came to be known as the, you know what it was called?
Miracle on the Hudson?
Yeah.
Or something?
It was turned into a 2016 movie with Tom Hanks as Captain Sully. Got an 85% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. Never saw it.
I did. It was good.
It's okay. It's pretty short.
Yeah. You're kind of like, no, what's happening? So.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
It's like Titanic.
You know the story.
But Titanic's way better.
All right, that's what's up. Amy, what's going on this weekend?
I am just hanging out. And then Sunday, I'm going to go to New York.
Oh, for the Dustin Lynch.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and be
album
there.
Album release.
And I have some other work that I need to do, so that's my plans. What about you?
Well, Dustin Lynch was on the show today with his parents. If you want to hear that, go to the podcast and listen to the Bobby Bones Show. I got to go to California for a couple of days. Got some TV meetings, which are pretty cool. Had some big stuff happen in the past couple weeks, so I'm going to do that. It's just that's the big part of the weekend.
East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah.
Tupac, Biggie.
Yeah.
I'm Tupac, you're Biggie.
Okay. Yeah.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you back Monday. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Check out the Four Things with Amy Brown podcast. You have a new episode up?
Yes.
What's one of the things?
One of the things is I obviously talk about Haiti a lot because I've adopted from there and we do a lot of support for Haiti. So I have my friend that just got back from Haiti to give us an update on what's going on in that country because it's pretty crazy and just ways you can support them.
All right, there you go. Check it out. We'll see you guys on next week's show. Bye, everybody. Hey, the Bobby Bones Show.